Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show, powered by the Sports Kings here on iHeartRadio. It is a Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. And folks, I had no choice but to wait until all of the game ones of the NBA playoffs first round were complete before I could do this show. This way, I could give you my take on all 8 games played. And so far, how my predictions are holding up. I mean, we have some surprises from yesterday, of course, and I can't wait to talk about the Lakers and how Frank Vogel got out-coached by Portland's Terry Stott. I mean, he simply had his team prepared for the Lakers. Everyone in the world knew the Blazers were coming for the Lakers. And the Lakers did absolutely nothing to prepare for that game. Right after the game, last night, right before I went to bed, I got on social media, and I'm always looking for those memes after, funny memes after an NBA game, and boy, did I find one. Someone had posted a picture of Danny Green shooting a brick from the three-point line, and it was a big-ass brick in his hand, and he was shooting it from the three-point line, and, you know, I mean, they were just poking fun of what happened. I mean, he had wide open shots last night and just basically clunked it. I mean, it was just funny. I mean, hopefully you've already seen it. If you haven't, you got to go look for it. But his facial expression while shooting that brick was even more funny. I mean, just crazy things you find. The internet is just not fair at all. Anyway, the Lakers are in trouble, and big trouble. I mean, big trouble, unless they find a way to get better, easier, and effective shots. And I didn't see that last night. I mean, they would not beat the Portland Trail Blazers without outscoring them or shutting them down completely on defense. And speaking of defense, the Portland Trail Blazers, I mean, you know, a team that is just not really known for great defense. I mean, they will easily give up over 100 and something points a game. But, I mean, who saw the Portland Trail Blazers holding the Lakers to under 100. Big accomplishment. And I mean, man, if you saw the block party that was going on last night down low with Whiteside, I mean, the Lakers were basically afraid to shoot anything in the paint. And even if they went in the paint, they just didn't get a good shot off because they were worried that Whiteside was going to be there or Nurkic, either one of them, somebody was going to be there to block that shot. But just unreal. And as you can tell, I'm concerned about the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, that is my team. And I think my prediction last week said that, okay, Portland is definitely going to take the Lakers to the brink. And I think in a 7-game series, the Lakers will beat the Portland Trail Blazers. And I'm not going to really let a game one change my opinion on that. But what I will say is that if the Lakers do not make the adjustments needed in order to beat Portland, because, I mean, Frank Vogel just did nothing. I mean, Caldwell Pope, really? Danny Green, really? I mean, I know the bench is thin. Rondo should be coming back pretty soon. I mean, he's on the court practicing with the team. Got to think that was motivated to get back in the lineup as soon as possible. But what happened to Deion Waiters? I mean, you went and got J.R. Smith. I know that LeBron James and Frank Vogel are not going to see eye to eye if things continue the way they are, because, I mean, they brought J.R. Smith in for a reason. So when you got Danny Green shooting bricks the way he did in game one, and you got a J.R. Smith, I mean, the folks on the bench couldn't have done any worse than what was happening. I mean, Caldwell Pope, really? What is he doing on the floor? I mean, it's almost like the Blazers were playing 5-on-4, because he was just, what did Caldwell Pope do that was effective in that game? And it's just amazing. So I don't know. But Dwight Howard, I mean, you got to get some control there. I mean, the referees were obviously not going to put up with his mess. And, I mean, he has a way of getting in the opponent's head, but it just didn't work last night. And didn't see a lot of the big men that I thought the Lakers would throw at Portland. I mean, maybe the matchups didn't call for it. But Damian Lillard, I mean, and I was talking with some friends on the phone while watching the game. Damian Lillard, I mean, I saw it coming. I mean, you know, he scores in spurts, and You know, with about 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the game, you knew it was coming. You knew he was going to drop some big buckets, and the Lakers just couldn't do anything. I mean, this guy can shoot from anywhere on the court, and the Portland Trailblazers can basically score at will. I mean, they can just score. I mean, they don't struggle for shots. They don't rush shots. They great passing of the ball last night, and I mean, they just beat the Lakers, and Frank Vogel should be ashamed of himself because it was just nothing to be excited about. Now, Portland came out hot. The Lakers had to play catch up, and then they actually took the lead. But, man, they just broke down on defense, gave up big shots, and just struggled. Didn't really look like a playoff game last night. Not for the Lakers anyway, but it was just one of those things that was just incredible. So, I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about the Western Conference Game 1s in the show today, as well as the Eastern Conference Game 1s. Some major upsets there. Yesterday, Milwaukee and Orlando, didn't see that one coming. I mean, I thought if there was any possibility of a sweep, you would see it from the Milwaukee Bucks and the Orlando Magic. And the funny thing is that we say that, hey, no one has home court advantage in these playoffs, but that's not true. The Orlando Magic is in Orlando. They are very familiar with that Disney complex, and they play their games at one of the arenas that is being used in the restart. So you're talking about somebody that's comfortable knowing that they're at home. I mean, I'm sure they're still in a bubble, but I mean, they're right there with their families. I mean, at least they, you know, a little bit closer to reality than everybody else in the NBA playoffs right now. So, and they actually beat the brakes off the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, you can say Milwaukee was just not prepared. They took their opponents for granted. I mean, wait a minute. Say what you want to say, but the Orlando Magic didn't even have their best player on the court, and yet they found a way to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, come on, really? They didn't have their best player on the court, and Milwaukee just went out there and basically almost laid an egg. 122 to 110. And this is after starting the game with a 16-point lead. I mean, it was 18 to 2 from the tip-off. And how do you not maintain that sort of a momentum? I mean, you just beating the brakes off of them, 18 to 2, and all of a sudden, Orlando just never, I mean, they just, wow, they just never gave up. I mean, they just played some great NBA basketball at a time where they needed it. And, I mean, just when I was about to give the Eastern Conference to the Milwaukee Bucks, I don't know. I mean, now I got to really be concerned about the Toronto Raptors. I think the Raptors are really going to sweep the Brooklyn Nets. I don't see how Brooklyn is going to recover. I mean, it's the NBA playoffs, and if Brooklyn watched any of that Orlando game, the Orlando and the Bucks games, then they could really, really, really take a page from there and go out and compete. But the one thing about the Toronto Raptors is that they just don't have no respect for you. They will whip you from the beginning of the game to the end and just won't even, I mean, they're just gonna whip you. And they are the defending champs, and they really are playing like the defending champs, because I think everyone has written them off. Everyone has given the NBA championship to the Lakers, Clippers, or the Milwaukee Bucks. No one is showing respect to the defending champs. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, of course. And hey, this is mostly an NBA playoff show. I can promise you later in the week, we get to some NFL training camps and some other news. But right now, man, the NBA playoffs are hot. So stick around, and we'll come back and talk about the Eastern Conference Game 1s, what I saw, what I didn't see, and what I expect in the Game 2s. You're listening to The Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. COVID-19 is spreading in the United States, and leaving your home increases your chances of getting and spreading the virus. Stay home except to get groceries, medications, or other essentials. Check state or local government guidance for where you are. If you must leave the house for essential items, take the following steps to help avoid the spread of COVID-19. Maintain social distance, approximately 6 feet or 2 meters from others. wear a cloth face covering in public. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Okay, folks, and we are back once again. You're listening to The Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio as we continue to break down the Eastern Conference playoffs, first round, game ones, as well as the Western Conference, first round of the playoffs. And I want to go back and talk more about the Toronto Raptors because they will play today their second game over the Brooklyn Nets. Raptors are the home team, so to speak, in this game today. I don't see, and this is an early game. As a matter of fact, this game is going to kick off in a couple of hours. The Raptors are just playing great, great basketball. And, you know, they continue to be sort of not respected in the sense of, hey, you guys don't have Kawhi Leonard anymore. So no one's really expecting the Raptors to make a lot of noise, but they really got a team-wide effort. I mean, how many they had? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players in double figures. I mean, so far as the playoffs go, this is the most organized team, the most, they are competitive. They are just really on all cylinders. I mean, everyone. And Fred VanVleet, who last year, you remember his name in the playoffs, this guy turns it up. Wasn't Siakam. Siakam dropped in 18, but Fred VanVleet, 30 points. Serge Ibaka, 22 points. I mean, this team is just really, I mean, it was just a total production. And this is what I said. Nick Nurse has this team playing such great basketball. No one's expecting them to even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, not less win the finals. I mean, win the Eastern Conference Finals and get back to the NBA Finals. I mean, they're the defending champs and they're playing like it. And they're out to show, even during this pandemic, that, hey, we are to be respected. We're the North. I think that's their slogan, right? Expect another good game. Kyle Lowry, 16 points. I mean, it was just spread across 7 players in double figures. I mean, you have yet to see any team put out that kind of production in these playoffs. So I got to think, I mean, they just came out and just beat the Brooklyn Nets from really start to finish. The Nets, after the halftime, they were able to turn it up a little bit. They came out and outscored them 35-22 in that third quarter. But Toronto quickly adjusted to that effort and came out in the fourth quarter and beat them 39-24 to just really put it away. So the game started, I mean, the game ended like it started for the Toronto Raptors. So that's definitely going to be an interesting matchup again today. Try to win game two. The Boston Celtics and the 76ers, man, I tell you what, that series right there, we will also see them play later today. The Boston Celtics are going to probably win that playoff round, as I predicted. The Philadelphia 76ers just can't seem to win away from home, and playing in Orlando in the bubble is no difference, even though it's the playoffs. I know they don't have Ben Simmons, but it doesn't really matter. This team is very talented. They should be able to win, and I believe, you know, just like Alvin Gentry was one of the first casualties of the restart, then he was the second casualty of the restart because Chicago fired their coach. But I knew that the Pelicans were going to go in a different direction. And as much as, I tell you what, there is no nicer guy in the NBA than Alvin Gentry. I had a chance to meet, work with him on numerous occasions while I was covering the Clippers in Los Angeles. This is a hell of a guy, man. Alvin Gentry is a hell of a guy. Struggled when he has a lot of talent on his team. He just can't really seem to get it done. So I knew that the Pelicans were going to go in a different direction. I also think the 76ers, I think Elton Brand is probably going to pull the plug on Brett Brown. I don't see the 76ers getting out of this first round against the Celtics, even though Gordon Hayward is down and out for, it looks like, 30 days with the Celtics. The Celtics are loaded. They got great coaching. Brad Stevens is a hell of a coach. Stevens and the players that he have, they are a match. And I think when they don't have no problems playing for this guy, no complaints out of Boston. I think Boston is going to win when that when this series, the Clippers and the Mavericks series, that game one that took place on Monday, Clippers definitely got away with a steal in that game. Had Porzingis not got tossed in that game, and he got tossed after only 20 minutes of play, I think the Mavericks would have won, even though they spread the ball around as much as I thought they could or should have. Dunked Luka, I knew he was going to drop 40. He dropped 42, but they got to get more production out of their big men, especially. I mean, they only had 3 points from Kleber, the center, and then Mijanovic, the big 7+. I don't know how tall that guy is. He's pretty damn big. He only had 2 points, so you only get 5 points from the center position. That's not going to get it done. They're going to have to find a way to get others involved. Even though it looked like they were on their way with Porzingis, he finished the game with 14 points. Finney Smith has to get a little bit more involved. Tim Hardaway Jr. Had 18 points in that game. So they did spread it around a little bit, but they're going to have to get a little bit more help collectively there. But I kind of think that the Clippers are lucky to be 1-0 in that series. Now, they might go ahead and just take the rest of these games only because, I mean, Dallas put up a big effort. And you got two coaches there, two NBA coaches, two NBA championship coaches in this series with Doc Rivers and Rick Carlisle. So I got to think that it's going to be interesting to see what the Mavericks are going to do to adjust. They had the answer for the Clippers, but I got to think Doc Rivers is really going to adjust. I mean, the Clippers got so many freaking players on their team. And we did finally see the dosage of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard that we expected to see. Leonard dropped 29 points. Paul George had 27 points. Lou Williams dropped in 14. And Marcus Morris dropped in 19. So I expect to see the Clippers have that, you know, several players in double figures now. If you can get Patrick Beverley, I mean, look at the players they have. They still have Terrence Mann, Shamet, Montrezl Harrell, Reggie Jackson, Jermichael Green. I mean, the Clippers are just loaded. And it would not surprise me to see different players step up in game two. And that game between the Mavericks and the Clippers will also take place. So you got some good matchups today. As a matter of fact, why don't I just tell you who's playing today so you will be kind of caught up on what's happening. Today we're going to get the Jazz and the Nuggets again, game two. Going to get the Nets and the Raptors, 76ers and the Celtics, Clippers and Mavs. So Clippers and Mavericks nightcap game. I kind of like how the networks are doing this. They know the marquee matchups. We went to bed last night with the Lakers and the Blazers, and tonight it's going to be the Mavericks and the Clippers that's going to put us to sleep. Not literally, but you know what I mean. And then you got the 76ers and the Celtics. So I'm going to have to pace myself. I do want to see the Raptors, a little bit of that game anyway. And I actually want to see the Jazz and the Nuggets because I didn't get to see much of that game the other day. And I do want to see how Utah is going to. I think Utah is going to win today. I think Utah is going to win that game. I think they're going to even up this series. And I think you're going to see, you know, Donovan Mitchell did all he could do. But I think they're really going to get this right. I think you're going to see the adjustments made. And that's what the playoffs are all about, folks, the adjustments. And to see how a team can. Mike Conley has returned to the NBA bubble. So I think there's going to be some uplift in there. I think you're going to see the center positions really take off. I think Gobert is going to have a better game. I don't think Donovan Mitchell is going to have to do as much as he had to do in that game one. So that's going to be interesting to see. But overall, I mean, the NBA playoffs is living up to the billing. Can't wait to get out of this first round and get to the second round. But so far, I tell you what, I'm going to pat myself on the back because I think all of my teams that I chose to advance to the next round, everything is looking pretty good. Not going to worry much about the Clippers, I mean, the Lakers and the Portland Trail Blazers just yet. We're going to see what game two looks like with those guys. Not going to agree with Charles Barkley and saying it's going to be a sweep after the Trailblazers won game one. I don't see that. But certainly there's enough to be worried about or concerned about in that series with the Lakers and the Portland Trailblazers. So Let's see, I want to make sure I had some notes. I wanted to kind of look at some things. The Miami Heat, another team that you really shouldn't sleep on. I mean, Jimmy Butler is pretty much putting that team on his shoulders and winning. And you got Eric Spoelstra, who knows something about these playoffs, man. He has really been a hell of a coach, not getting the credit that he deserves after having Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and going through that era. He learned a lot. He grew as a coach, and that's showing. I mean, you're starting to see that. So the Miami Heat is playing great basketball, although I think the Indiana Pacers probably would have won that game had Victor Oladipo continued to play. I got to think that when those two teams meet again tomorrow, I think they're going to even up the series. I think the Indiana Pacers are really going to offer them something a little bit different. Both of those teams are coached well. Nate McMillan, been around, a great former NBA player, used to play with the Supersonics, coached the Portland Trail Blazers out there for all those years. Nate McMillan is really good. He's a good fit for the Indiana Pacers team. And you're going to see they're turning around. The Houston Rockets played the Oklahoma City Thunder, and I believe the Thunder, I mean, hey, they gave it an effort. They gave it a good effort, as a matter of fact. And I would have to say that, you know, you're going to get a dose of Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Last night or yesterday, it was Harden putting up 37 points, I believe he finished the game with. Rockets, another team that had multiple players in double figures. PJ Tucker, James Harden, Eric Gordon, Jeff Green, Ben McLemore even showed up. So you're going to get that. And imagine, they did not have Russell Westbrook. So, you know, Billy Donovan is going to have to really, really kind of get his X's and O's together from a coaching standpoint to see how he would counter the Rockets now with Westbrook, because I don't think both of those guys are going to go off in the same game, but I think you're just going to get a little dose. And if you're getting support and play from McLemore and Jeff Green and Eric Gordon, man, you're going to have some problems. Even though the Rockets don't have a big man, I thought that, you know, maybe Steven Adams would probably get more action. He only played 28 minutes with 17 points in that game for the Thunder. So got to see how Billy Donovan is going to, I mean, only three players in double figures for the Oklahoma City Thunder. But I just don't think they are going to. They might get a win, and that win is going to probably be, you know, Chris Paul just doing what he needs to do. He was one assist away from a triple-double in that game, and even I don't think that would have helped them win. But you're going to have to see more out of Chris Paul as far as taking control. Got nothing from Dennis Schroeder. 6 points from Dennis Schroeder, 7 points from Diallo. Some of those guys that have been making noise for them throughout the regular season, their bench is really going to have to show up in order for them to have a chance at even forcing, you know, 7 games out of the Rockets series. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, there was one time the Rockets were just up 50-35, you know, in that game, and they just never were in any sort of threat when it came to the Oklahoma City Thunder. But hey, I mean, what's your take on these playoffs? I kind of like to know. And, you know, I said I was going to give you an email address. Now, the email address is meangene@suddenlink.net. Okay, meangene@suddenlink.net. So there you go. You now know who my cable and internet services are provided through. Okay, so shoot me an email. Just kind of let me know what you think about the show. Like to acknowledge people overseas where I don't give a lot of credit to. Those of you listening in France, want to hear from you. The downloads, I'm getting a lot of downloads out of France. United Kingdom. Where else? A couple of places. Man, it's always interesting to see, or just exciting to know that I have people listening to the show overseas. So I don't know how to speak any French. You probably don't. You don't even really care at this point. And if I did try to say what I know, I would probably lose you as a listener. So I'm not even going to go that route. But hey, you're listening to the show in English now, so I like that. So we'll just keep that going. And also want to thank my folks here stateside here. All my listeners in Texas, of course, you know I'm in Houston, right? And I have quite a few listeners here in the Texas area, California, of course, Illinois, some long time listeners there. have followed me from my days on radio there in Chicago and Florida and South Carolina. And just, I mean, it's just always just exciting to see when I get the numbers, who's listening, who's downloading, and all of that great stuff. So anyway, hope you're an NBA fan, because I know that's all we talked about today on this show. And we'll get more into what's happening with the NFL. I did get an interesting story just came through my feed here on Darius Geis, who used to play with the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins, okay? And they released him, but there's an allegation of rape from two women in Louisiana, or they were at LSU when he attended LSU. So that's interesting. And he was a freshman at LSU when this rape allegedly happened. So more news will be out on that, but not good for this guy's career, because I think he was injured in his first year with the Redskins, and now just a lot of legal issues going on, and that is going to be a very interesting story. So I have a little bit more about what's happening in the NFL training camps on the next show. Definitely some NBA action, and I'm sure there's some, I don't know, is it PGA? I think there's some PGA action going on as well, so we'll cover that. And Major League Baseball, I haven't talked about them in a while. Definitely want to get caught up on the coronavirus situation facing the Major League Baseball, which I think is getting better, which is good news, of course. So, hey, stick around later in the week. Come back, join me, and we'll see what's happening. But, hey, enjoy the NBA playoffs. I mean, if you're working from home, let's just face it. You're not doing a damn thing. It's not like your boss can come in your living room or wherever you work from home and say, what are you doing? I mean, production is just going to go down this week, and it's to be expected. And so what if you got to do that report 10 times over because you typed in Westbrook, Harden, and LeBron James in your report? And I mean, you're going to get caught, but I mean, at least enjoy the game. I mean, working from home has got to be good now. Even if you're a baseball fan or what, WNBA, man, you get to watch games now. This is why the NBA is showing you these games at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, because they know you're at home watching them. Because you're not working, right? All right. So, hey, we'll see you next. We'll see you this week, later this week. Okay, I'm just completely lost. This is the Wednesday. So, definitely we'll see you on Friday. We'll try to send you away with a good weekend and as you watch the NBA playoffs. So, thank you for listening, folks. And we will be back on The Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio.